אוקיי, רבותיי, ערב שבת שלום, פרשת דברים, שבת חזון. הקדוש ברוך הוא יהפוך these days לטובה ולברכה בעזרת השם, לששון ולשמחה. In the beginning of פרשת דברים, everybody knows that these were משה רבנו's, so to speak, last words, his last דרשה to עם ישראל, הקדוש ברוך הוא. We already see in last week's פרשה that השם told משה רבנו, prepare to pass away, right? You're going to go up to Har-Nevo, and that's going to be it. So, like any good leader, Moshe Rabbeinu addresses Am Yisrael for the very last time before he passes away. How long was his drasha? The Gemara says, Moshe Rabbeinu's drasha was 30 days long. Yeah, that was the drasha to Am Yisrael. Can you imagine? A drasha that's, yeah, you can't sit through 30 minutes. Yeah? Aval, drasha, musar from Moshe Rabbeinu, ishtabach shemo. Ah, eze musar. And it began on Zayin Shvat, and he passed away on Zayin Be'adar. And listen to this. We know that in the beginning of Parashah, Eilah ha-deberim ha-shed ben Moshe al-kol yisrael ba'ayver ha-yardin, ba-midbar, ba'arava, Rashi HaKadosh writes, Eilah ha-deberim, lefi shehen divrei tochachot, how did Moshe Rabbeinu begin his drashah to Am Yisrael? Musar. He rebuked them. U'mana kan kol ha-mekomot she'ich'isu lifnei ha-makom bahen, lefi kach satam ha-deberim v'yizkiram beremez, mitpenei kevodan shel Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu listed there were many, many avonot that Am Yisrael did throughout their course of 40 years in the desert. And Moshe Rabbeinu nailed each one of them, but how? In kind of a cryptic manner. He only alluded to them through rimazim, through hints, right? Midbar, Ba'arava, Mol Suf, Dizahav, Egel Azahav, right? Only very, very, very subtle hints to the Avirot that they did. Now, let's think about it for a second. Moshe Rabbeinu had to give Musar to Am Yisrael. He knew, now we know, that the Musar that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Am Yisrael came for his undying love of Am Yisrael. There's nobody in history that can claim that they love Am Yisrael more than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was Musar Nefesh, Mamash. He said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu time and time again, V'im Ayin Mecheni Na Mishpacha Asher Katavta. He said, take me, if you can take them down, I'm going down with them. And he had the best offers ever from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he never took them. Because Moshe Rabbeinu genuinely loved Am Yisrael, but out of his love, out of his feeling of love and responsibility for Am Yisrael, he felt the need to give them Musar. Now, when you're already giving them Musar, Moshe Rabbeinu, we know how he ended. What were the last words that Moshe Rabbeinu uttered to Am Yisrael? All the way at the end of Parashat Vezot HaBerachah, Ashrecha Yisrael, Mi Chamocha, Am Nosha Badunai, Magin Ezrecha, Vasher Cherev Gavatecha. Moshe Rabbeinu ended off, his last words to Am Yisrael were, even though I just blasted you, but I love you and you're a great nation. We know that it comes from a good place. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu have to give the rebuke in such a veiled manner? Why do you have to do that? Now, not only that, it says Rashi that he did it mipnei kavodan. He wanted to preserve the honor and the dignity of Am Yisrael, although they deserved it. And guess what? I'll make the question even stronger. Not my question. Sichot Musar. Gaon Ador. Sichot Musar. Gaon Pchan Shulevitz. Zecher Tzadik Berchai says, if Moshe Rabbeinu, if it was sufficient for him to only allude to the Averot that they did in the Midbar with, you know, Remazim, with hints from here and there, that must mean that Am Yisrael were fully aware of the Avonot that they did, such that even those subtle hints, they picked up on it right away, which means that what? They knew exactly what they did and what they were guilty of. And if that's the case, all the more so that Moshe Rabbeinu has to blast them for it, because this is the last thing that he's about to do on this earth. So once again, what's with the Kavodan Shel Yisrael? You have to give them Musar. You have to realize that so over there, when Chetam Eraglim is what caused them to be in the Midbar for 40 years anyway. And over there also, he's only giving the first Musar that he gives is in bullet points. Then he delves into it a little bit more. And in Parashat Vayetchanan, he speaks about it further. In Parashat Ekev, he speaks about the Chet Ha'Egel. You see, throughout the Parashiyot, he does give it to them. But when he's listing, right, when he's listing them, it's only bullet points. And then he's going to speak about it a little bit more later. But at the end of the day, he wanted to preserve their honor. You know, when a person gives Musar, I speak about it all the time, and we learn it from Moshe Rabbeinu. Musar is not just a thing. It's not an idea. Rebuking somebody, chastising somebody is not just a thing. It's an art. When a person gives somebody else rebuke, you have to realize that you're putting him b'sakana gedola. Because if you rebuke somebody, we know that there are certain elements of halakha that we even say, don't rebuke people, right? We say, mutar shu shogegin ve'al yu mezidin. It's sometimes, not always do we apply this, but sometimes in halakha we say, it's better, don't even give them musar. It's better for them to do the avera inadvertently than to do it advertently. You know why? Because if you give a person musar and he doesn't change, that makes him susceptible to an even greater punishment than before. And we find that in different places in Tanakh, that when a person's rebuked, he's held more accountable than if he was not. So guess what? When you give musar, when you impart rebuke to somebody else, you better make sure you do it as effective as possible. Because if the guy doesn't accept it from you, and now he knows what he's doing is wrong, and he continues to do it anyway, it's an even greater isur. Listen to this. Rabotai, we learn many things from the way Moshe Rabbeinu gave musar. Yaakov Avinu, before he passed away, he blessed his children. Three of his children, it seems like, he didn't bless. Rather, he chastised them. Who are they? Reuven, Shimon, Velevi. Everybody else, brachot, brachot. Reuven, tach. Shimon, Velevi, arurapam ki az, ve'evratam ki kashata. He came down hard on Reuven, Shimon, Velevi. Says Rashi, however, what did Yaakov Avinu give Reuven Musar for? For that situation with the beds, right? When did that happen? Years before. Why did Yaakov Avinu only wake up now to rebuke Reuven? Says Rashi HaKadosh something so important. Amar Reuven Beni, Ani Omer Lecha, Mipnema Lo Chachticha Kol HaShanim Halalu, says Yaakov to Reuven, you know why I didn't give you Musar all these years since the incident happened? Because I was concerned that if I chastised you when this incident happened, you would leave me and go cleave to Esav, which means go off the derech. What? Reuven? Shifteka. What does that mean? You would go off the derech because he gave Musar? Not only that, we find that Yaakov Avinu, and this is what the Gemara says, the Gemara says, "Kol ha'omer Reuven chata, eino ela to'eh." He didn't, because the Gemara says, "Ilboni motava." Different reasons why the Gemara says he didn't even sin. And even Yaakov Avinu, when he's giving him musar, he didn't give him musar for the actual incident. What did he say? Pachas kamayim al tutar. He says he gave him musar for what? For his haste, for his jumpiness. He didn't even chastise him. And because Yaakov said, I had to keep it until now. I had to keep it bottled up until mamash, I'm on my deathbed, and I know you're much older and much more mature, because otherwise, you might have gone off the derech. What? What does that even mean? What was he afraid of? Rabotai, the Sichot Musar says something unbelievable over here. Sometimes you think that Musar is what? Musar is telling the guy off, you know, hitting him in the head, telling where he's wrong. That's so wrong. That's not what rebuke is. Rebuke, we find in many, many different places. I don't have the time to give you all the ra'ayot, but musar, the nekuda, the point of musar is what? To show the person where he is wrong. Not to bash him and not to do anything. To create, what was the epitome of musar? You know, who did it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, another person that the same Gemara, Shabbat Afnun He says that didn't sin, David HaMelech with Bathsheba. The Gemara says, who did HaKadosh Baruch Hu send to give musar to David HaMelech? Natan al-Navi, right? Natan al-Navi went to him and he told him, he says, Adonia Melech, how did Natan al-Navi give him Musar? Through what? Through Mashal. He gave him a parable of the Kifsat Arash, everybody knows, right? The poor man's sheep and this and that. Ooh, says the Ben Mavetu. And then, after all was said and done, Natan al-Navi said, Adonia Melech, that's you. And David HaMelech understood it and he said, Chatati. Did Natan al-Navi bash him? Did he say, you're like this and you're like that, and Hashem's angry? No. What was the Musar? That's the most effective tool of Musar. And the same thing, Yosef HaTzadik did the same thing to the Shvatim. Right? How Davi Chai, can they still be the famous Beis Halevi? We speak about it many times. V'lo yachlu echad la'anot oto, ki nivhalu mipanav. Says Rashi, what does it mean that the Shvatim were afraid of Yosef? What are they afraid of? Says Rashi, mipenei habusha. Because of the shame When a person gets to that situation, the Pasuk also says, when Yaakov Avinu left and Esav came in, and Yitzchak Avinu realized that he gave the bracha to the wrong person, Yitzchak was so scared, says Rashi. What do you mean, gedulah ad me'od? Yoter mecharada shecharad al gabei ha-mizbeach. Even greater than the fear that Yitzchak Avinu experienced on the Mizbeach, he felt when Yaakov Avinu came in. What does that mean? Because he gave the bracha to the wrong person? Why? Why are you scared about that? A, B, he said himself, even after he realized, what did he say about Yaakov Avinu? Gam baruchiyeh, which means what? Tov me'od. What are you scared of? Says the Sichot Musar, Yitzchak Avinu wasn't taken aback because he gave the bracha to the wrong kid. That wasn't his problem. At that moment, says Rashi b'Shem HaMidrash, Yaakov Avinu, when he came in, Nichnesa imo Reach Gan Eden, Reach Benik Reach Sadeh Shadir Hashem. Reach Gan Eden came in with Yaakov. And when Esav walked in, says Rashi, what walked in with him? Gehinam Ra'ag Gehinam Petucha Lefanav. Yitzchak Avinu was blind and he was able to see. Can you imagine? He became able to see that Gehinam was there as a result of Esav entering. And in one instant, at that which the Sichot Musar calls Rega Ha'emet, the moment of truth, Yitzchak Avinu realized that his whole gisha, his whole, you know, chinuch in life, which was that, you know, Esav's really a good guy and I have to be mekarevoto, whatever, in one instant he saw that his entire life he had the wrong point of view about Esav and he was wrong. And that's why he got scared. Rabotai, we find this also with regards to Am Yisrael. Saru maher min haderech. You ever wonder how Am Yisrael went off so far and worshipped Avodah Zarah when they were standing at the foot of Har Sinai? A mere 40 days after Matan, how did that happen so quickly? That they went mamash down to the bottom of the barrel. They, the worst possible avonot went on over there. Avodah Zarah, Shefut Damim, Gilui Arayot. How could it be? Saru maher min haderech ashet tzivitim, asu lahem egel masecha. How is that possible? You know why? Rashi HaKadosh brings down, Bas Satan, V'hir'a lahim mitato shel Moshe. He came and made like a, the Gemara also said, Masechet Shabbat Daf Pechet, made it dark and scary, and he showed the Moshe Rabbeinu's beard. And when a person is in a situation of panic, when a person is in a situation of confusion, there is no limit to how far a person can fall. And even Am Yisrael, the Dor De'ad, was on such a high level, they were able to fall so hard and so fast as a result of confusion. Yaakov Avinu, back to him, he was afraid. He knew that Reuven was Kedosh Hashem. And he knew that he was able to hold, you know, to get the Musa. But sometimes as a result of Musa, you can bring a person to a situation of confusion, of Ye'ush, which means just giving up on everything. And as a result of that, there's no telling where that can lead. So much so that Yaakov was concerned that Reuven would go off the derech if he did it. Can you imagine? And how did Yaakov Avinu give him Musa? He told him also b'derech remez. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu also understood this. Sometimes you have people, especially in this generation, this is a generation that people, especially some speakers, there's big speakers, right? Some Musa is best left to G'dolei Yisrael. Let G'dolei Yisrael give Musa. Today, every speaker gets up there, right? Every forum they give these speakers and they bash on you, Chotim and Gehinam and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's going to destroy all. You know speakers like that. You grant him Moshe Rabbeinu? You grant him Moshe Rabbeinu, how did he give Musar? And especially based on what the Chazon Ish writes, B'igrotav, the Chazon Ish writes in the letter, nowadays nobody knows how to give Musar. Nobody knows how to give Musar anymore. So now these people, the speakers come up. I hear these speakers, sometimes my ears fall off. Speakers, right? Gehinam, and this is because of this. Ochech tochech tamitechas be done in the loving. Look at Moshe Rabbeinu. Telling you, put a person in a situation of, sometimes you give a person such harsh musar that he gets hopeless, and as a result of his hopelessness, he goes off and there's no hope. Who say you could give musar like that? Musar is an art. It's asur for people, especially random people. It's a very, you know, today it's a very popular thing. People like, you know, the speakers think that people like tough love, right? So they're very popular. And this, and you're all going to burn, and this, and this punishment happened because of this, and that. It's not the derech shel Torah. It's not the derech shel Torah. You ever see G'dolei Yisrael giving Musa? You ever see them trashing Am Yisrael? Hapitom, Moshe Rabbeinu, even when there were serious avonot and serious allegations that he had to address, How did he give them Musar? Chas al kodam shel Yisrael, b'metek shpatayim, sweet, whatever. You're going to bash a whole nation now? He said, Kulam olchim geinam, kol achilonim. I tell you the famous story. I've told it to you many, many times. I heard this several times from a Gaon Chacham David Yosef in different girsaot as well. Everybody knows the famous story. I'm sure you heard it from me, but even if you didn't, lama lo. He said he was 10 years old, and they were walking home from shul on Lein Shabbat on Rehob Bar Ilan, Tov near Shanaim, and there was a guy, I guess he made a wrong turn, Chiloni, he was driving a car on Shabbat, and he was driving down Rehob Bar Ilan, and he didn't mean, you know, there's some people who do it just le'achis. He pulled up, he didn't, Maran Zechon Bracha, with the son walking home from shul on Shabbat, he says, do you know, he asked for directions, do you know how to get to the highway, or whatever, do you know how to get to Kvish Echad, whatever it is. Chaim David, you know, feisty, yeah, 10 years old. He says, he told him, you're going to, you know, no, he told him, okay, so go straight till the end of the road. You make a left, then, you know, take a quick right, and that's going to get you straight to Gehine Gehinamata. Says he told him. So the guy drove off, and he said, I heard two different girsaot from him. One time he says, my father screamed at me, and one time he said, my father slapped me. He says, his father told him, he says, my father got very angry. Manan Zechon got very angry at him. He says, Ma'asita. You think that's going to get him to keep Shabbat better? Ma'asita. He screamed at him. What do you mean? Shabbos, right? Shabbos Kodesh. That's not how you give Musar. That's not, what did you just do to him? Although, yes, technically, halachically, you don't say over here, B'davar Meforash B'Torah, you don't say Ramah Meforash, Siman Tafesh U'Gima. You don't say Mutav Shushu Gigin V'Anim Zidin B'davar Meforash B'Torah. Avan Mikol Makom says, what did you do? That's Musavze? That's going to get him to keep Shabbat better? Tell him, whatever. A different halachic thing. Can you give him directions or not? Misaya, lo misaya, beseder. Avan Mikol Makom, tell him nicely, sweet. Show him what religious people are all about. Show him what Haredim, show him what people who are Shomer Torah Mitzvot, Shlem Derech Eretz, v'zeh. Can't force anybody into anything. Malasot, this is a generation, we pray every day, Ashiva Shoftim Berishonah, V'yo'asar Gavetchila. We pray for the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maleha Ha'aretz De'ayat Hashem Kamayim La'am Chassim. But until that happens, it seems to be a popular trend. And I'm telling you, B'fei Malei, Kach Kibalti Merabotai, this trend of trashing and Gehinam and fire and brimstone, especially from people who don't have the proper backgrounds, Zeh Shelo Kederech HaTorah. Not Kederech HaTorah. Me'olam. And Baruch Hashem, I was zochet to learn under very, very, very great people. Geonei Ador, Gdolei Torah Mamash, the greatest of Rashi Yeshivot. Never in my life were there situations where they gave Musar and tough Musar bevadai. But never in my life did I ever see any one of my Rebbeim, including the Gaon Shmuel Berman Zechit Tzadik Bracha, including Hagaon Maran Zechonon Bracha, including Hagaon Rabbi David, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Yishmerehu V'Yechayehu. Never did I see them giving Musar and trashing Am Yisrael, you're all like this, you're all like that, kulam geinam, kulam ze. Did they make points, you know, here and there? Yes. Local points. And so, but the Musar is always, look at the derech of Maran Zechon Bracha. And all Meribim have spoken like this. You ever saw Maran Zechon Bracha gives Musar, he speaks sweet to people, says, you know, yichzeru b'tshuva. There's a famous video, I've seen the video many, many times. There was once a video where a soccer team, Maccabi Netanya in Israel, they came to get a bracha from Maran Zechon Bracha before the game. Yeah. Who else are they going to go to get a bracha before the game? So it wasn't on Shabbat. So they came, it was during the week, they came to Akablan Arbaim Chamesh, they came to Maran Zechon Bracha. Eze ahava. These are Chiloni people. They put, you know, they come in Israelis with the kippah, they came in. Oh, Kvod Arav, you know, like, you know. So anyway, Bikitsu, you know. So they come in, soccer players. Is Ahavai, Shazim, Atim, Baruch Hashem, Osim Kiddush Hashem. And he tells them, Atim Tenasahu. He tells them, you know, you're going to win. Avelo Masachim Shabbat. He says, no, Masachim Shabbat. And then after everything, he's so great. And he tells them in such a loving way, why are you going to play on Shabbat? Vize is also... And they go, you know, and they're drinking it up. That's the way to a person's heart. Look at Moshe Rabbeinu. That's real gdolim. Real gdolim. Don't tear apart Am Yisrael. What did Rebbe Yitzchak say? Rebbe Yitzchak always, the Bala Kedushas Levi, always looked for Sanegoria, always looked for, you know, ways to defend Am Yisrael. Yeah, are there things sometimes they have to take a stand? Absolutely. but to trash Am Yisrael and everybody's Gehinnom and everybody that, you know, doomsday and apocalypse is good for movies. It's not good for the Torah. Those people who trash Am Yisrael with apocalyptic views, they belong on in movies, not belong darshaning to Am Yisrael. Ze lo ha'emet. Ze lo derech ha'Torah. And we learn that. Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom. Rabotai, I want to thank you for listening. We have a special feature presentation today. Rabotai, everybody should join us for a few minutes. We have a special siyum. Now, especially Erev Shabbat, we have a siyum on Masechet Moed Katan from our friend Rabbi Daniel. So, b'chavod. Yeah? I'm going to stop the recording now. And anybody who's on the Zoom, you can stay. You can answer amen. There's going to be a kaddish. Ashrecha. B'chavod.